Now, a 16-year-old boy appeared in court yesterday accused of producing two machete knives in an assault on another person in Tralee. The day before, the teenager, who cannot be named by order of the court, was refused bail by Judge Catherine Ryan at Tralee District Court yesterday morning. Mark Lynch was there for Radio Kerry News. Mark, what is this teenager accused of, first of all?
Yeah, Jerry, he's before the court on four charges. He's charged with assault at Tralee Community Training Centre in the Mona Valley Industrial Estate on the 23rd of September, which is obviously 2 days ago, that he assaulted another male contrary to Section 2 of the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. He's also charged with possession of knives or other articles, same date, same place, had with him in a public place an article named two machete knives intended by him unlawfully to cause injury to a person, either in a particular eventuality or otherwise assault with intent to cause harm to this other person. And that's a Firearms and Offensive Weapons Act offence. And thirdly, production of an article capable of inflicting serious injury. This again is those two machete knives. So those three charges arising from this one incident in Tralee 2 days ago, and a fourth charge that he had in his possession a controlled drug, namely cannabis, on the 18th of July at a housing estate in Tralee. So essentially he's accused of assaulting another person at Tralee Community Training Centre at the Mona Valley Industrial Estate in Tralee on Tuesday. He's also accused of having in his possession two machete knives in a public place with the intent to cause injury to this other person, and producing these two machete knives during this alleged assault of the other person. And then, as I said, on a different date, a charge of possession of the illegal drug cannabis at a housing estate in Tralee in July.
So that's where it stands from that point of view. The judge made a comment about reporting restrictions in social media when it came to this.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So generally, obviously, when someone's charged with an offence and appears in court, the media names them, gives their age and address to ensure that everyone knows who we're talking about and people don't get confused about which Jerry O'Sullivan or which Mark Lynch is before the court. When it comes to young people who are charged and appear in court, there's a law which prevents us from doing that, and for good reason. Now, that's Section 93 of the Children's Act 2001. It says very clearly that no report shall be published or included in a broadcast which reveals the name, address or school of any child concerned in the proceedings or includes any particulars likely to lead to the identification of any child concerned in the proceedings. And same applies to any pictures or photographs. And that's what's happened here, as the accused person is a 16-year-old male. And not only can we not say his name, we obviously can't say anything that would likely identify him. And important to note as well, Jerry, that these same restrictions apply to social media as well. Social media is published online and people must stand over anything they publish online in that regard. And the boy's solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, said there's a lot of footage relating to this incident going around and suggested the judge make a comment about this. And the judge referenced in court that there are reporting restrictions in place for the media who are present, and his solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, said social media is a curse and that the media present are very responsible. But the judge said that anyone posting on social media should have that same restraint that the media present would have in their reports.
Okay. Mark, why was bail refused?
So yeah, his solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, applied for bail on his behalf, and the state objected for a few reasons, and they include the seriousness of the charges, which have outlined there already what those alleged offences are, and as well as that, Gardaí had some concerns in relation to the safety of the public when considering whether the teenager should be released on bail. Detective Garda Michael Dowling told the court that the Gardaí believe there's a heightened sense of hostility between this accused teenager and the alleged injured party, i.e. the person he's accused of assaulting at the training centre, and Gardaí think that due to this heightened sense of hostility and this latest incident, that an escalation in violence between them is increasingly likely. And Detective Dowling further said the fact that Tuesday's incident took place in a school college setting with a large volume of people in the area is extremely worrying. CCTV footage captured people fleeing from the scene for fear that they themselves would be caught up in this incident. He said an incident of this nature between the two men poses a real danger to the community, and to have this occur in such close proximity and in the full view of young adults and minors is inexcusable and cannot be tolerated. And another reason then that Gardaí refused bail is that they had concerns he would not turn to court to face the charges against him if he was released on bail. Now, the judge, Catherine Ryan, said this bail application relates to a juvenile. It's the very last resort for bail not to be given. She acknowledged the accused comes before the court as innocent and with the presumption of innocence. Judge Ryan said he's charged with a number of serious offences and she needs to ensure that he will attend court. She said the concerns of the Gardaí were well founded, and that no conditions would satisfy her to allow him be released on bail. And she decided he'd be detained in custody at Obertstown, which is the Children's Detention Centre in North County Dublin. And Judge Ryan noted he may have an issue to do with drugs and may require treatment or assistance in that regard. His solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, asked that any medical treatment required be given in Obertstown, and the judge made that direction as well. Legal aid was granted as well, Jerry. Mr O'Connell said his client has no means and his pocket money was suspended. And as the hearing concluded, Judge Catherine Ryan told the boy she can see it's a very troublesome time for him, but it's time to settle down and take the help that's there and to look after himself.
Okay. All right, Mark. Listen, that's where we're going to leave it this morning. Thanks very much for taking us through that case yesterday in Tralee and the reason for the reporting restrictions, as well as the reason in that for the refusal of bail, which, as the judge said, is a last resort down to special conditions when it comes to that case. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.